Dr. Carolyn Alonso wraps herself in a yellow gown, dons a mask, and pumps a hand dispenser twice. Once her hands are dry, she puts on gloves and a mask, and then she goes in to see a 58-year-old patient called Karen.
So I just came to check in and see how you're feeling today.
I feel pretty good today.
Karen's from Hyde Park, and she's embarrassed by her symptoms, so she asked us not to use her full name. She had a bone marrow transplant last year. As she was recovering, she got severe diarrhea.
I couldn't go to the bath. I could never make it.
Karen had contracted something called Clostridium difficile, or C. diff for short. In most cases, it causes bad diarrhea, but it can also lead to sepsis and death. Recently, an article in the New England Journal of Medicine reported that C. diff cases have skyrocketed, killing more than 29,000 people a year and costing U.S. hospitals as much as $4.8 billion annually. The C. diff infection complicated Karen's case, extending her hospital stay and causing her to lose pounds she couldn't spare.
Wish I could go home the same way I came in a year and a half ago.
C. diff takes over after patients have been given antibiotics for some other infection. Those drugs wipe out the good bacteria in a patient's colon. C. diff bacteria uses that window of opportunity. It comes into the colon and proliferates, making it tough for the good bacteria to return. Infected patients have to be isolated so the C. diff doesn't spread to others. There are treatments, but they don't eliminate the bug entirely. So researchers like Dr. Alonso have focused on preventing people from getting the infection in the first place. She's part of an international effort to test the first ever vaccine on humans.
Our hope is that by, you know, giving the vaccine, we can wipe out C. diff like we wiped out many other vaccine-preventable infections in the past.
The study being conducted at Beth Israel targets at-risk patients who are willing to take the vaccine and come in for checkup appointments for a year. Alonso says recruiting participants can be tough.
They oftentimes are elderly. They're sometimes bedbound. They are many times in the ICU. It can be challenging to enroll those ill patients in clinical studies. So I think that's the major limitation that we face.
Looking back, Robert Ethier says now he would have happily participated in the trial for the smallest chance the vaccine worked. The 60-year-old is a local public health official in Bourne. He went into the hospital for a pancreas transplant in 2008. He got C. diff and, with drugs, fought it off.
But I didn't know that it would ever come back.
Someone who's had C. diff has a 20% chance of getting it again, and someone who's had it twice has a 50% chance of getting it a third time. A few weeks ago, Ethier got sick with his second round of C. diff. Every time he ate, he got sick, and he could barely stay hydrated. He lost 13 pounds. But Ethier's upbeat since his symptoms are on the decline.
You know, my stuff is minor compared to some of the cases and stories I've heard about.
Dr. Alonso's straightforward about the fact that the C. diff vaccine might not work. But she says cases like Ethier's make it important to try.
They are living a horrible existence. They're often, in many cases, you know, feel isolated, worried about finding the closest bathroom if they go out, and wondering, you know, when's this going to end?
A successful vaccine couldn't help people like Ethier who have already had C. diff. But Alonso says it might keep others from ever experiencing what he's been through. Rupa Shenoy, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.